In my few minutes, I want to concentrate my main focus on the complete and utter lack of any systemic plan of action in Budget 2024 to address the historic underinvestment in the northern and western region and the lack of ambition by this government to deliver balanced regional development. But before I get to that, Minister, I want to mention one or two other issues, and then I will return to many of these over the next few days and weeks as we discuss these proposals in detail. First of all, I want to say I do welcome the increase in the income disregard for the payment of carers allowance. It's precisely the level of increase that my private member's motion called for last March, and while it only brings carers back to the level they were at in 2008, it does mean more carers are now eligible for carers allowance. I also want to make a quick comment on the number of one-off measures in this budget, a total of 2.5 billion out of the total amount. Now, while every single euro is welcome, one-off payments do nothing to address the underlying causes of poverty. They simply paper over the cracks. They're a sort of "now you see me, now you don't" type of payment, in that last year's payments have disappeared. They're not building blocks. So it's like starting from ground zero every single time. And that means that people with disabilities, pensioners, carers and other vulnerable groups are actually worse off because social welfare core increases have not kept pace with inflation. We see pensioners' spending power is now 19 euro less per week than it was in 2020. Similarly for people with disabilities and carers. And speaking of people with disabilities, their utter shock and disappointment when they saw that the cost of disability payment of 500 euro, which was acknowledged and introduced for the first time in Budget 2023, was not continued. It's gone. So, Minister, the cost of disability is ongoing, and these people who hoped it would continue are now left without it. So, Minister, while one-off payments are headline grabbers, and they do make a difference, they're just like the lights on the Christmas tree. When you switch them off, they're back to the darkness. But, Minister, for the rest of my time, I want to concentrate on the non-delivery of what I call any positive discrimination towards the northern and western region, which has endured historic underinvestment year after year. The Northern and Western Regional Assembly's recent budget submission underlies the stark realities of why the region is falling further behind. Minister Donoghue's own department, in its report, calculated that the number of projects of scale that are to be delivered to the northern and western region funded by the NDP account for about 14% of the regional allocations. Yet the population share of the region is well over 17%, 17.6. So rather than addressing historical underinvestment, his department is adding to it. Now, some in this House might ask, why do we need this? Why do we need front-loading? Well, I'll give you plenty of whys. The gap in disposable income per capita between the northern and western region and the eastern and midland region has increased from 10 percentage points in 2010 to 25 percentage points in 2021. And this has led the European Commission to downgrade the region to the status of lagging. And right now, in their 2023 country report on Ireland, they tell us there is a stark difference in disposable income of households across the regions. The northern and western region has below average concentration of technology and intensive and knowledge-based jobs were 7% below the state average. The region's economic performance has worsened compared to the EU 27. I won't give you the stats, but they're pretty stark. If we look at funding for higher education, the HEA has said that institutes in the northern and western region received general capital funding of 93 euro less for every single graduate between 2010 and 2021 than any of the other regions in the country. Minister, those figures are simply unacceptable. And those stark statistics make the argument, and not just the argument, but the strongest possible case for immediate action to combat the unsustainable rise in regional inequalities in Ireland. This budget needed to implement a stimulus package of around €500 million as asked for by the Northern and Western Regional Assembly. Sizeable but not huge in the overall context, to deliver higher valued economic activity in the region, and that would include front-loading many of the projects in the NDP, such as the urgent need to upgrade the N17 from Sligo to Tuam. And it's not just roads, rail, housing and education infrastructure we need to front-load. Just over 12 months ago, over 50 consultants in Sligo University Hospital wrote to the Minister for Health in complete frustration and desperation, outlining the myriad of problems being faced in Sligo University Hospital. And just 2 days ago, 78 Donegal GPs wrote to the Minister for Health calling for urgent action on the ED in Letterkenny University Hospital. But the call is not just from the regions. In May of this year, just 5 months ago, the Irish Hospital Consultants Association issued a statement saying that patient health in the West and Northwest is at risk due to the excessive delays in care. So, Minister, you have the hospitals, you have groups of GPs, and you have national organisations all saying the same thing, that you are not delivering for the Northern and Western region. The evidence is there. The Northern and Western Regional Assembly sent it to you and you have not acted on it. This budget, other than for a few soft words from Minister Donoghue about balanced regional development, said nothing and did nothing to systematically address the ever-widening regional imbalances and to in any real way begin to deliver on balanced regional development. Minister, in a budget of plenty, the regions have been shortchanged again, and I'm beyond disappointed.